AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Amtrak train involved in a deadly derailment in Philadelphia might have been going well above the speed limit before the crash. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
An Associated Press analysis of surveillance video concludes the train was traveling 107 miles an hour when it derailed on a sharp curve. The video shows the 662-foot-long train passing the camera in 3 seconds. The speed limit going into the curve is 70. It drops to 50 inside the curve. The train engineer declined to speak to investigators, according to Philadelphia police officials. They say he had an attorney with him when he left a meeting with investigators. The driver of the train has not been identified. Warren Levinson, Philadelphia.
The death toll stands at 7. Mideast Gulf country leaders are in Washington for talks with President Obama. He says he and Saudi leaders are discussing the crisis in Yemen.
How we can build on the ceasefire that's been established to restore a process for an inclusive, legitimate government.
He met with the Saudi Crown Prince and is also hosting a dinner for his Saudi visitors, as well as representatives from Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Oman, and Bahrain. The jury deciding the sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev may start deliberating today after arguments from the prosecution and defense. Law professor Daniel Medved says Massachusetts ended the death penalty for state crimes more than 30 years ago, but it will be interesting to see what a jury decides in a federal case.
There's a long and rich tradition in Massachusetts of opposition to the death penalty. There has not been an execution in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts since 1947, and it's been illegal since 1984.
The two sides have been making closing arguments. This is AP Radio News. The Hawks entertain the Wizards tonight in the fifth game of their NBA Eastern Conference semifinal.
With John Wall still questionable, the Washington Wizards return to Atlanta for the fifth game of their NBA Eastern Conference playoff series, now tied at 2 apiece. Wall fractured his left wrist in a losing effort to the Hawks in the series opener May 3rd. The Wizards are 5-0 in playoff action with Wall, 1-2 without him. Meanwhile, Bradley Beal with 34 on Monday and Paul Pierce with a dramatic buzzer beater in Game 3 have helped pick up the slack for the Wiz, while the Hawks will continue to rely on their tenacious defense to pull ahead in the series. Gary McKillops, Atlanta.
State officials in Michigan say Enbridge Energy has agreed to spend $75 million on various projects and will continue to monitor the impacts of a spill on the environment. The company was responsible for one of the largest inland oil spills in U.S. history. The work will restore or create 300 acres of wetlands. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.